Hello, apartment friends. It's me, Leslie Mathis, with the Multifamily Streamline Podcast. Wow, do I have a surprise for you all today. I'm so excited to share my interview with Christina Watts. Her gift is confidence in teaching that to others. She is an amazingly gifted person and my mentor.
Well, Christina, thank you so much for agreeing to be on the podcast today. I'm so excited to be with you. And I know that my multifamily world hasn't met you yet, but I'm so excited to introduce you to them. And so can you just give us a little intro and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm like so honored anytime somebody approaches me that's maybe outside of my own industry. I'm like, this is what it's about, right? So, hey, everybody, my name is Christina Watts. I like to refer to myself as a multipreneur. So I am a hot mess mom of three, military wife, that juggles all the things. I am a business coach. I'm a confidence coach. I have a few side businesses. I coach CrossFit and also run an insurance agency. So it sounds like a lot, but the underlying theme of who I am and what I'm about is just living your most badass life, finding that inner confidence to go chase your wildest dreams. That's what I stand for. And that's what I pray bleeds through every area of my life that I'm involved in. Yeah.
I love it. Oh, I think it definitely does. And I'm so excited for people to hear your story. And we'll talk about it in a little bit, but like, I always say that your gift is confidence. And I really think that's why you're here. And I hope you'll keep coming back to Multifamily Streamline so that we can keep sharing that message with everybody. So last week on the podcast, you and I have been talking about this a lot. So I don't think it's just a coincidence. It keeps coming up. But last week on the podcast, we talked about showing up as you unapologetically. Yes. What does that mean to you?
Oh, I love this. I actually get this question all the time. Like, what does it mean to show up as you? And I think that in a world where everybody has an opinion on who you should be or what you should do, what you should wear, how you should show up, you're too much, you're not enough. In a world where that message is swirling around you all the time, from the time you're a very little girl or boy to into adulthood, showing up unapologetically as you, it means you've done the work to remind yourself who you are, what you stand for, what your power is, why you're doing what you're doing, and to shut out everything else around you. That's what it means to show up in that space. I'm not going to show up as me trying to be somebody else, but as me. And it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. In fact, the less sense it makes to everybody else, I think the better. But just to show up as you, that you give everyone else around you permission to let go of those filters and to start showing up as themselves too.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, I mean, I think we're told a lot, you know, just you have dreams and part of it's just showing up. But now I think it's so much more than, yep, so we're here, we're showing up, but now we got to show up as ourselves, like as us, and dare to be different and dare to be true to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's
honestly
scary sometimes.
It is scary. And here's the thing. The first time, I mean, people ask me, you know, have you always been this confident? Yes and no. You know, when I was younger, I definitely wasn't as confident. I would say in my mid-20s is when I really started to unlock this whole idea of like, wait a minute, I am me. That's my superpower. And I will say, when I made the shift on social media of starting to show up more confidently and more raw and more this is me sort of vibe, right? The first time I did it, I was scared and I didn't necessarily mean it yet. I knew that the power is to show up as the woman you want to become before you are her. Right? There's that whole meme that was on Instagram for a long time. You have to show up as her to become her, or show up as him to become him. That's the truth of it. The first time I decided that I was going to start being more confident in my life and my business, did I have reason to? No. I just knew that the version of me that I wanted to be was confident. So I was going to start showing up that way immediately, even though I didn't really mean it. And I was scared And then the more I showed up confidently, the more my brain started to look for evidence of that confidence, the more my brain started to be like, oh, hell yeah, we are confident. Like, this is who we are. And the more I started to embody it. It's actually how the brain works. You decide that's how you're going to show up. You do it even though you don't have the facts to back it up. And your brain starts to really, truly, it's your reticular activating system, right? It starts to look for all the evidence because your brain wants to be right. Yes, I am confident. Wow, look at how good I did at that. Wow, look at how great that was. Okay, now I'm even more confident. So it's a cycle, but it starts scared and it starts unsure. Unsure, you just have to start.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, maybe one day you can come back and talk about journaling too, because I know you have like a whole theory on it. And it aligns with what I believe too, but it's the same thing of like why we journal in a way that the dream is already achieved.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You have to show up as it to become it, right? You have to praise God for it before it's done. You have to like thank the world, like this is happening, and then you're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
And that's the key right there. That's the key.
Yeah, because if it's that whole quote too of whether you believe it or you don't, either way, you're right. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't kind of claim that confidence and we don't claim that, you know, self superpower, then how can we even work towards it? Because you're already self-defeating yourself.
Absolutely.
That's been a word. I think our leasing teams, like, you know, I tell our teams too that, you know, I don't want you to go out and lie to anybody, but if you leased one apartment, that's good enough. What's the quote that you always say? Like, if you've done it once, you can replicate it again. What do you say?
Yeah. And this is from Amy Porterfield, who I think is a genius, but she says, if you've given anybody results one time, including yourself, you have the blueprint to a six-figure business. You have a blueprint to a $1 million business. If you can do it once, you can do it again. If you can lease one apartment, you can lease 100. If you can show up for yourself fully one day, you can do it every day, right? If you've helped yourself lose weight, you can help anyone lose weight, right? If you've helped yourself get out of debt, you can help anyone. If you've helped yourself rock your business, you can keep doing it.
Yeah. And I think that's what you and I are going to keep doing is instilling this in our teams and in the multifamily world, because I mean, we're probably headed towards some tough times. And, you know, if we've leased one apartment, you're right, we can lease 150 of them. If we've done one at a higher price than our competitor, we can do 10 more, 20 more. Yeah. If we've done one without a concession, we can do it all. Like at the end of the day, I say it all the time, people buy from the person they like the most, all things equal and all things unequal. So, but we can't be scared and we can't give up our confidence and we can't let somebody else rob us of that.
No. So
for those of us who might struggle or be self-conscious and we're allowing the thief of comparison, what tips would you give us or that person?
Oh, so good. Okay. I mean, I have like so many things I can say about the last thing you just said too, but I'll stick to the tips for now. Okay. So, and again, this is a question that I mull over a lot because people always want to know, like, how do I take that little piece of confidence? Just like you said, people buy from the person that they like. The secret's in the feeling, the secret's in how you make your client feel. And if you are confident and joyful and present and expectant of success, people want to feel that too, right? So, just side note on that, people want to feel that. So when your clients are with you and your confidence is rubbing off on them, everyone needs more confidence. Well, maybe not everybody. Maybe some people don't need more confidence, right? But the feeling is so good. So my top tips for people, and they really range depending on what your goals are. But number one is that you spend time identifying your three words for your life. And these can change. But these are your power words, is what I like to call them. This is your own mantra. This is your own reminder to yourself of who you are. I actually had a conversation exactly like this with one of my one-on-one clients that she was in a situation where her power was being taken from her left and right. And she was, work was just hounding her and it was draining everything from her. And it's a hard time. And I had to remind her, like, since when was your power theirs to take? Like, remind yourself who you are, right? So for me, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I'm connected woman. That's who I am. And when I feel like I'm wavering in my confidence, I stand in my words. No, I am strong, I'm powerful, I'm connected. Like that, those are my words for this season of my life. Strong, meaning I can do anything I put my mind to. Powerful, meaning ain't nobody stopping me from going all the way to the top, right? Yes. Like, and the influence and the impact from that. Right. And connected, meaning I'm connected with my clients. I'm connected with my family. I'm connected with my faith. I'm connected. So find your three power words. Then maybe it's woo woo. I don't care what your beliefs are. Find your three power words. Put them on a sticky note. Know who you are. Write them on your mirror. Okay. Number two, you need to read Mel Robbins' High Five Habit. This is a very easy, actionable step that everybody can do. It's a great read. It's one of the first personal development books in years that I couldn't put down because I read 10 pages a day. But this one, I just couldn't stop. And literally, I'm like, dang it, Mel Robbins, this is the book I would have written. If I were to write a book, it would be Mel Robbins' High Five Habit. Everything I've been training and talking about for years, I'm like, were you in my brain? Did you take this from me, Mel Robbins? Right? But the idea is to literally look yourself in the mirror every morning, disheveled, hot mess, not looking your best, and to give yourself a high five. The actual chemistry behind what happens in your body when you have a high five from the time you're a little kid until now, a high five is associated with praise, you've got this, good job, let's go. You can't help but smile when somebody gives you a high five.
100%.
Right? And that's so ingrained in your brain that it turns your day around, like the endorphin hits when you get a high five. So to look yourself in the mirror and high five yourself in the mirror and be like, hey, you sexy beast, like we are going to have an amazing day. And it's silly, but it works. It changes everything. And then when you're walking past a mirror middle of the day, I know women especially were like, oh my gosh, look at me. I'm a mess. Nope. Stop that. High five. Hey, you sexy beast. Let's go. We're going to rock this meeting. We're going to like sell like crazy today. Let's go. Right. So that's number two. Number one, know your power words. Number two, Mel Robbins' High Five Habit. Get it, read it. You will not regret it. Okay. Number three, you need to have a circle, like your power circle. Because here's the thing, we can do all the inner work, we can read all the books, we can say all the things, but sometimes we need that person to call that reminds us who we are and what we're capable of. And I have three friends specifically, and maybe this is a friend, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a coworker, maybe you need a coach for this. It doesn't matter. Someone who sees you at your highest, because life is hard. And when you can pick up the phone to that person who sees you at your highest and you can say, I'm struggling, I need a pep talk, and they remind you of your words and who you are and what you're capable of, that can change your whole day. You know, so equip yourself with your words, with the right personal development and the right people.
Oh my gosh. So I say a lot, I love stuff a lot, especially on this podcast, but those three things are super important. And I think number three for me hits home the most. I think you should unpack that a little bit and tell people like how that can change over time, because sometimes like as we grow and we're experiencing new things, our like power circle changes.
Oh, and for
sure.
We've
got to be willing to embrace that. And maybe that's like probably the most recognizable for me today, because my power circle has recently changed. And, but my goals and my dreams had kind of sat idle for a while. And now I'm running after them with a bigger force than I probably ever had, but my circle had to change.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's how I found you.
Yeah.
And I knew for a long time I would work with you in some capacity. And, but I recognized that at home, I wasn't like not everybody can relate to like when you're running after things, and
not everybody
can relate to your dream. And a good friend of mine encouraged me to find a life coach, because I had literally called her on a Friday afternoon and said, I just need to vent. I either need a therapist or I need a life. No, I didn't think about a life coach. I said I needed a therapist.
Yeah.
And she said, well, Les, I think you need a life coach. And she was so spot on. And so like you said it too, it can be a family member, it can be a friend, it can be a mentor, it could be, but sometimes just when life changes or things change, dreams change, like power circles change. Yep. Or there could be more than one thing going on in your life that you have two power circles supporting you.
Yeah. Yes. So there's so much here, honestly. And one, yes, your circle will change. It should change if you're changing. And maybe some people are always there because you're, you know, I have one person who is my power partner in faith, right? Like she's pretty much rock steady there, right? My power partner in like being grounded is a great mom. Like there's a certain person I call for those things. When it comes to professionally, you know, I used to say this all the time and it's true. Level up your circle, level up your life is the honest truth. Everyone loves to be comfortable. Everybody loves not challenge for the most part. Like our brain likes that. We naturally like that, to not be super challenged and stay in our comfort zone. But as we know, it's cliche, yes, but the magic does not happen in your comfort zone. And so sometimes it literally takes being like, okay, I've gone from point A to point C with these five people by my side. And maybe you even realize one of the people in your power circle is holding you back a little. Like, no, don't take that meeting. Let's go out to lunch. Right? Like, oh, why do you have to work on the weekend? Like, come on, you know, like you've done enough. Like you hit those sales goals. I don't want to just do enough. I don't want to just earn $20,000 a month. I want to earn $100,000 a month. And some people won't get that, you know, and just throwing numbers out there. I don't know what your numbers are, but some people don't get that. And in fact, some people, it scares them because it's so out of their comfort zone from the life they're living, right? So sometimes you purposefully have to seek out, okay, that human. I love how that human's doing her life. I love that she wakes up at 5 a.m. I love that she works out. I love that she looks so cute when she goes to work and she's killing it. Like, I want to be in her realm because you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. That's out there. It's a fact. I should probably figure out who said it or what the research is behind it. But I believe it with my whole heart that you're the sum of the five people you spend your most time with. So if you push yourself outside of your boundary and you find people within your industry or within your professional realm that you want to improve that are doing it just a little better than you, or maybe a lot better than you, who are more successful, or maybe they are living their whole life in a way that is inspiring you. You want to surround yourself with the people that you want to look like, you want to talk like, you want to sound like, you want your bank account to look like. You need to surround yourself with those people because you will level up to them. And maybe you go level past them. Guess what? You're going to find a new circle. It doesn't mean your old circle is bad. It doesn't mean you can't be friends. It just means you're looking inward and saying, I'm ready to level up. I want my bank account to look like this. I want my health to look like this. I want my priorities and boundaries to match theirs. I'm going to spend more time in their realm because that's going to rub off on me. And I'll tell you that in my insurance world right now, I've identified you. I want to be like you. I want that paycheck. I want what you've built. Okay. I want to be in your realm. And so I am. She bought a walking pad for her desk. Guess what? Sis bought a walking pad for my desk. You know, like we're going to log the miles while we're at our desk. And so there's so much power there in having the right people by your side. And I've had one friend who specifically reached out to me and she actually said, I just want you to know I've identified you as one of my five for my inner circle, for me to get to my next level. Can I have you on my phone that when I need a call, I can call? Absolutely. This is a peer of mine. I'd be happy to be one of your five. Okay. She did the work. She identified it. She let those people know you're my inner circle for this next phase of my life. Let's go. I'm like, I'm honored. Let's go. So
what a huge compliment, but gosh, hats off to her too, for like just being so bold and being able to step out of the comfort zone to be able to do that.
Yes, absolutely. It inspired me. I was like, oh gosh, maybe I need to have this exact same conversation with five people. Like I'm just, okay. Yeah. It's so intentional. She's so intentional about the fact that she's like, I'm going to accomplish this and you're one of the five people I want in my corner. Awesome. Right? What if we all did that at work, at home, in our health, whatever it is, because it all bleeds together. Let's be real. It all bleeds together. The more you feel great within your skin, the better you show up for your work and for your family, for your life. Like it's just, it's true. Right. But I'm like, gosh, I need to have this same conversation. So ask yourself at work, okay, look at my industry, look at the people I work with every day, look at my mentors and have that conversation. I know I'm honored when somebody comes to me and says that. I know as someone with employees, like, yes, please come to me and say, I want to do what you're doing. Can you be one of my circle of believers? Yes, let's go.
Yeah. And you know what? Every time that I've done that, and maybe not with the same confidence as your person, but every time I've reached out as like, will you be my mentor? I've never heard no.
Right. Like,
if somebody says no, they probably weren't your right fit anyways. No. But no, and we all need it. Like we all do. So that might be the best advice ever. And you know, this week I taught a class and we were just talking about like, how do you close out your accounting AP and how do you kick off your year the right way? And even as we're like wrapping up budget seasons, there's just been a lot of talk about softening in the market and maybe we're headed to a downturn and you know, people are throwing recession words out there. And so tell us, like, even if all of that's happening and we're going to have to, like, I really think like when that happened, you have to show up as your best self. Like, why put the work in now? You know, like, tell us why.
Oh, good. Okay. So here's the thing. If that's the words you're speaking over your future, then guess what? Just like we said, you're right. You're right. If you're going to see a huge downturn in your sales because of the economy, then you are absolutely right. That's what you are going to see. Because like I said, your brain wants to be right. Read Mel Robbins, High Five Habit, the science is all in there, right? Your brain wants to be right. So there's a recession, my sales are going to be down, means that I'm not surprised when I don't get that lease, means that I feel like I have to lower my prices, which, okay, sales are down, means that you are now taking actions to match your belief that your sales are going to be down because of the recession. The real people, there are always people who win in a time of a recession. There always is. Not everybody goes down. Some people rise. And the difference, I believe, is 100% their mindset. Okay. Your thoughts are your reality. So we can sit here and talk about it all the time. But the more I talk about it, the more that becomes my reality. The more I believe it, the more that my actions now match all of that. Thoughts are things. Your thoughts are your reality. Also, Think and Grow Rich, a very boring book, but super rich with knowledge about the fact that if instead of that, as professionals, you say, you know, I have so much on my plate today. I don't have time for that conversation. I got to get to work. I know I'm going to have a busy, full schedule. I have so many people who want what I have. And so it will be. And maybe that seems too simplified. You're like, okay, BS lady, try it. Literally try it. I have one salesperson on my team who constantly has no-shows in his appointments, constantly. And I asked him, what are your thoughts before you dial that phone? Because he's an introvert. He's like, that they don't answer. And I'm like, then are you actually surprised that they don't answer? That's what you're thinking. And I challenged him. I'm like, this is going to seem really silly and you're not going to mean it when you say it. But before you dial, you're going to be like, I am so excited to talk to them. I am selling this thing. I am selling it. I am so excited to make this sale. And he's like rolling his eyes like, no. I'm like, you're going to do it. Guess what? Next call, person answered, made a sale. You can call it a coincidence, but I don't believe so. I believe that you are so powerful. You are so powerful in your thoughts that if you focus on the ways you can succeed and stop giving energy to the ways that you're destined to fail because there might be a recession, you will succeed. And people want confidence. They want confidence. They want to see that. And there are a lot of people out there that don't want the cheapest apartment, that don't want the best deal. They want the place where they feel the value. They want the place they feel welcomed. They want the place that they're like, I just loved that guy. Did you really love the apartment or did you love the guy you were talking to?
It's right? The guy. It's always the guy. The people.
It's the people. But when I walk in that office and I love this place, guess what? Ding, ding, ding. I want to live in this place. That's the truth. So you can be like, ho-hum, there's a recession. I'm sure I'm not going to sell anything today. Or you can show up as your best dang self, high five yourself in the mirror, go work out in the gym so you feel good about yourself because that's all related. Like it really is all related, right? You do your 10 minutes of personal development. You give yourself a pep talk. You reach out to your mentor and you say how you're going to kill it this week. And you can't wait to see that person walk in the door because you know you're about to close a lease. Then you will. Then you will. But it's a choice we have to make. How do you want to show up? And don't focus on what the economy is doing. You can win in a bad economy. Absolutely. If you continue to show up exactly how you're supposed to show up, confident, bold, expectant of success, you can win. Right.
Yep. And we're going to bottle that this year.
Yes. Don't let the economy be an excuse. I'm not going to let it be an excuse. People are talking about it left and right. And I'm like, I don't have time to, I say that because this literally seems like, well, aren't you worried? No, I'm actually not. I have 7 back-to-back meetings today. I don't have time to give you an hour of that negative conversation when I have a lot of sales I get to make today. Right. Yeah. Like, actually don't. And then I'm actually going to go spend time with my family. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to work out. I'm going to spend some time on me. And I'm going to do it again. So who's going to stop me? Not me and not the economy.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I couldn't even have thought of a better answer. And that's so true and so amazing. And that really needs to be our focus. And I mean, you know, we internally, like at Woodfield, talk a lot about what's going on with the interest rates. But you know where we spend a lot of our time is like, how are we going to cover this? Like, how are we going to be successful? So it's putting a plan in place and being very intentional about it. And just on a smaller scale, like we can do that with leasing or anything else that we're doing. And it was funny, like I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. Sometimes I live under a rock where I just always have the sky is blue and rainbows and butterflies and everything is possible. And I hadn't really thought a lot of like, oh, well, you might not should grow your business because, you know, we're headed into maybe some uncertain times. And like, that was never a thought for me. Yeah. And then I had to think like, maybe I should think about that. Like maybe it should be a thing. And then I was like, no, it's not. Because at the end of the day, people still need a place to live. Mm-hmm. And they still need life insurance and they still need social media posting and they still need energy drinks. And like, we still need stuff, but what we need to be is smart. And we need to like, you know, in the apartment industry, we're coming off of this like fantastic year of record-breaking rent growth. And, you know, a lot of us were able to achieve it without a lot of hard work. And so, but what I can tell you is, I still think those numbers are possible. And I still think we can have record-breaking years, mm-hmm. even with a downturn, because we're going to put in the work. And things might look a little slower, but what it will give us is some time to be intentional and to make sure we're creating that experience for everybody walking through our door and for every person living in our building or at our site. Yeah. And now we can actually do it with more meaning because, like, not only that we have to, but we want to, and people are going to need to be part of that. And so I love what you just said about that. And we have to keep that in mind. And I guess like we have to keep showing up and saying that to you and just mm-hmm. making it our reality.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a place as a business owner to have those hard conversations, right? Like there's definitely a place for that.
Be smart. But
to play that story on repeat is just holding you back from the activities you need to do to grow, right?
Yes.
So the more, you know, and like, and literally, you know, challenge yourself within your office. Like when you want to say, well, the reset, no, we're not saying that. Like, what can we do? What can I create? Because sure, that's happening, but look through history. There are people who win in times of recession, in times of everything shit hitting the fan. There are still people who win. You just have a very personal choice about if that's going to be you or if that's going to be excuses. And it does come down to confidence. It comes right back to confidence. Do you have the confidence within your office to be the one person who's not woe is me, the recession, right? To be the one person that's like, sorry, not here for this combo. How we can turn this around, you know, because it's really misery loves company. And that's what we have to really warn against going into what we think are going to be, you know, a softer year or whatnot. Misery loves company. So if you have one person that's like, oh, the economy's horrible, this is awful, our numbers are so down, guess what? One other person likes to do it. And then you all like to do it. And then that's your new team culture, right? So it takes a confident, strong person to stand in that drift. I call it the drift, like the river, you're just floating down and you're just part of it. Like you've been drifting. Okay, well, this is a recession. I'm going to drift with it, drift downhill with it. No, I'm going to stand in that drift and be like, actually, no, actually, I'm going to kill it. Actually, we're not having that conversation. Let's go serve our people. Right. That takes confidence, but that pays so well in the end. Right. So,
yeah. Okay. So that's so perfect. And I said we would get to this, and I just love how it's kind of like evolved in our conversation. So you just use the drift, like, so we're the ones, we're just floating, we're just drifting. Yeah. How do we stand up? Like, how do we get out of the drift?
Yeah. The first thing is you have to realize that the uncomfortableness in your soul, because it's there, you know, when it's there, is because what you're doing, where you are, doesn't match the dream you, right? I believe that you already have everything in you that you need to live that best, most badass version of your life, right? I have everything I need to look, to sound the way I want to sound, to work the way I want to work, to have my bank account look how I want it to look, to have my family time. That's all already within me. But so often we get caught in this drift of life, like alarm goes off, you go to work, you're late, there's traffic, you're annoyed, you spill coffee on your shirt, like, oh, that Zoom meeting was annoying. And now we're going to all bitch about the Zoom meeting that we had to be on that was stupid. And oh my gosh, like my lunch sucked and blah, drift and bills are due and my family needs all this. There was no time for me. And now I Netflixed all night and that's the drift. So many people are in the drift. I've been in the drift many times.
Same.
Yes, right? Like that's the natural state, the drift. You're just drifting through life. You're just doing, checking the boxes, doing the things you need to do, right? Quarterly review, awesome, okay, check done, like whatever, right? It's to get quiet and to get still and to realize if things keep going the way they're going, will I build the life I've dreamed of building? And to really ask yourself that and be honest, because if you're living paycheck to paycheck right now, what makes you think the things you're doing right now without changing are going to help you build that dream house or take that dream vacation or give back on a massive scale, right? Got to take stock in that. Like, no, actually, I'm not going to get there if I keep doing this. Okay. So I can keep drifting, or I can plant my feet and spend some time quietly with myself of I'm not doing that. I'm not prescribing to that version of my life anymore, right? I know what I want and I'm going to get crystal clear on what I want. So number one to standing in the drift is like recognizing I'm not doing this the way that I dream of doing it. The version of me that is my dream version, there's nothing stopping me today from taking this, those actions that dream me takes. She wakes up early. She does her devotional. She works out. She raises, like, gets her kids out of bed with a smile on her face. She gets them off to school. She sits down. She rocks her meetings. She makes all these sales. She impacts life. She shows up on social, you know, like, all those things that dream me is doing, like an inbox filled with clients, can't wait to work with me. Like, I can do all those actions right now. Show up as her to become her. So to get out of the drift, you got to recognize that feeling in your gut of like, oh, more, there's more out there for me. There's something else I'm supposed to be doing, but I keep getting in my damn way.
Yep.
Recognize it. Write it down. Like, write down your dream life 1 year from now. What does it look like? Your dream life 5 years from now. What does it look like? What are the actions you can start taking right now to start getting there? And then go against the grain and take those actions. Like, for me, a huge piece of it is my health, a huge piece, right? So yeah, no, sorry, family. I'm not going to go do that thing because I'm going to wake up early tomorrow and work out. That's not standing in the drift anymore. I'm doing this for me, right? Like, sorry, I'm not going to spend time on that work endeavor anymore or that side gig or whatever anymore because I've identified this over here. So you have to stand in the drift and share that with somebody. I like to say, share it with a partner in believing. Like, this is the vision of where I want to go. If you catch me drifting, you call me out. You're drifting. What happened to those goals? You're drifting. Where are we going? What are you doing? It's a choice we have to make. So getting out of the drift is just the inner confidence to recognize that unsettled, like, there's more. This isn't it. And then just start to take the steps towards identifying what that more is and get into action.
Yeah, I think the action is like the biggest thing too. It's that showing up and yep. You know, when you start doing it, you then get more confidence and more power to show up as you. And
yep.
But you just have to get started. And sometimes it's that same thing as your to-do list, just checking off a box, like, really gets you moving to, like, find the smallest thing, get it done. And
yeah,
like, then go on to the next thing and on to the next thing. And I do think it's important to have that accountability partner that will really speak truth into your life too. And because sometimes we're hard on ourselves and we're like, oh, I'm not making any progress. But like, if you sit and look, you are. So there's a difference, and we need somebody to like cheer us on and say, hey, you're actually doing something.
Yeah. Or
the opposite, like, hey, you need to get it together and keep moving. Like, mm-hmm. you set these dreams, like, these are your dreams, these are your goals, these are your callings. Now it, like, don't lose sight of it just because one bad thing happened or one thing didn't work out the way that you want it.
Yeah.
And that's just another reason you need that power circle, because as you do this and as you stand up in the drift and you like try to, you make the change, like, it's not going to be easy. And people are like, there's going to be things that just knock you down or try to get you back in the drift. But you need that inner circle, that power circle to say, you know what? It's okay. Like, here's your motivation for the day. Tomorrow's a new one, and keep it moving.
Keep going. And here's the truth too, is action is always the answer, but the action begins with a declaration. So what I want to challenge people to do is to make that bold declaration over your life. Like, I am going to accomplish this by this date. Put it somewhere you can see it. So kind of a story behind that is, I live in a tiny town. We don't have a gym, and I love CrossFit, and I love working out with friends. And I've been really struggling since we moved here a year ago that I didn't have that. And people have been asking me to build it. And I'm like, I have 4 businesses, 3 kids, military husband. I'm like, guys, I am not the person to build a gym, right? Like, it is not me. And I challenged myself because I had a circle of believers around me, a circle of people who think I can achieve absolutely anything. And in April, I declared, I'm going to open a CrossFit gym. out of my garage with 20 paying clients 6 weeks from today. Bold, clear declaration. Did it make sense? No. I didn't have any equipment. I didn't want to spend $10,000 on equipment, which is what I did. I didn't even know one person would come. But guess what? 6 weeks from that day, I had 20 paying clients and a beautiful CrossFit gym. Declared it, did it. The action is the answer, but guided action of no, I am going to sell this much. I am going to hit this goal by this date. And you repeat it to yourself every single day. And you remind yourself, and you have a group of people around you who remind you, no, you're going to hit that goal. For my personal sales and my business, I have right next to me on this huge whiteboard, the goal. And every $1,000 I get closer to it, I mark it off. Why? Because I know without a doubt that end of this month, I'm going to hit or exceed that number. And the more I visually see it, because I've declared it, because I've shared it, because it's there for everybody to see, it's going to happen.
And it will.
And it will. Yeah.
Well, that's what we tell our teams too. Like, you know, a lot of our like team members, they can't, like if you said you had 30 leases that you have to get this month, it's just too overwhelming, especially if you just opened your doors or
Right.
It's December and it's Thanksgiving and the hurricane's coming, whatever. Like there's always something, right?
Always something.
But when we break it down, like we need one a day, we need seven this week, we need, you know, four next week. Like when we break it down into these smaller goals, like it becomes more achievable and you can get the buy-in around it. But when we put it up and we start seeing our progress, then it just becomes more impactful to you. Like people just start running after it and working even harder because now they can see their progress. It's just like, you know, once you lose 5 pounds, you're like, oh yeah, I can do this. Like I can lose two more and then I can do 10. I can do this. And the progress just helps build that confidence. So obviously, like I always say, this is your gift and you've obviously put in the work as well. Like you didn't just like take it as your gift and sit idle with it. But I think we also like, as we're, you know, trying to show up as our best self and show up as us authentically, then we also have to have non-negotiables. Like what are your non-negotiables?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question. So, and I've been thinking about this, like what are my non-negotiables? First of all, I will not accept mediocrity in my personal life. Like as much as the pull to like, well, isn't that enough? Like, aren't you comfortable there? No, I know without a doubt in my heart that I'm called to do big, huge things. And those things only happen by me moving my feet. Like I've got to move my feet. So number one, non-negotiable is not to accept the status quo. I don't want my life to make sense. You know, and it doesn't. Most people meet me and they're like, what do you do though? Like, what do you do? And I actually love that. I'm like, I don't want it to make sense. I am me and I do these five things, but I do every single thing from me. So anyways, non-negotiable is I have to, absolutely have to put my health first. And I know in a world of pouring out and building things and hustle culture and all of that, if I am not putting my personal health first, I am not shining at my full capacity in any area of my life. And I have neglected that and I have sacrificed that and made that mistake so many times that I'm so busy, I can't go to the gym. I'm so busy, I'm just going to grab this for lunch. I'm so busy, I'm going to stay up late and not sleep. I know we've talked about this before, but when I put my health first, my fill my cup first, so full, not so that I can pour it out into everybody else's cup, but fill my cup so full that it's at the top of a pyramid of cups and it's overflowing into the cups beneath it. That's my personal goal. Because I'm not going to pour my cup up to then empty it out for everybody else. No, I'm going to be continuously pouring into my own cup through good choices, through devotional time, through downtime, through family time, through working out, through eating well, that I like can't help but shine and overflow the positivity and confidence and gifts to everybody around me, right? So it's this whole new version of like, you know, fill your cup before you fill everybody else's. No, fill your cup so dang full, everybody else's is overflowed because you're overflowing into them, right? So it's a whole new idea of that. And I got that wrong for a long time and put myself last for a long time. But there's a whole new power and swagger that's unleashed when you actually put yourself first.
It's not, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, it's not selfish at all. In fact, I think it's selfish not to take care of yourself because you're holding back your best self from the world.
100%. And that's one of the first things you told me when we started meeting a few months ago. And it made a lot of sense. But, you know, I think we're so trained culturally to like, you're a mom and you're a this and you're a that. And there's all these labels and, you know, you're constantly sacrificing. And I think we're just sent the wrong message. But when you flip this script, I promise everything changes. Like, I don't even, I mean, it made sense like the first time you told it to me. But when I really started living it, it changes everything. When you are so full that you're pouring out to others, you're doing it in a more intentional way. You're not just like checking the box anymore. Like everything you're doing is with meaning, and it hits different. Life just changes. And when you start putting yourself first and showing up as your best self, things don't feel like a sacrifice anymore. They feel like I don't know the right word, but it feels
how
like,
how can I serve you? I'm so good. I'm so filled. How can I serve you?
Yeah. And when you start making the shift to what helps you show up as your best self, it doesn't feel like anything's taken away because your cup is so full. It feels like the thing that you're doing so that you can serve others better. We need to talk about it more because, you know, that's again, not what culture tells you to do. And when you're just dumping your cup out and everybody, somebody's getting the last worst part of you. They're getting the very bottom, but why not give everybody like the best of you when it's all flowing down? Even when you think about the analogy that you shared, when you're overflowing and everybody's flowing down, like everybody's getting kind of the same thing. And it's the best of you. It's not like the last drop.
The dregs at the bottom of the coffee cup.
Here, you can have my leftover spit. I think about that a lot. Like my poor husband has always been like last. He always got what was left over. But when you, and I'm sure he was fine with that because he's always supported everything I've done. And, you know, but it really shifts everything when you can flip that mentality.
Yep. Yeah. 100%. It can change everything.
And it changes it for like everybody, like in your life too. Like
everybody, it bleeds around you. When you are living that life lit up from the inside out, confident, joyful, filled, purpose-filled, I've made declarations that I'm going to create these incredible things. It only inspires everyone around you to level up. Right? As much as we say, level up your circle, level up your life. When you level up your circle, you're leveled up. Guess what? Now you're going to bring everybody up with you. So maybe you're the leader in your office and you've leveled up your circle. You're taking this seriously. I'm doing this. Your actions, your changes, your attitude, your light, everything is going to like rub off on everybody around you. Like we all win when we go that way. We all win.
And that's what it's about. Like,
there's
so much more to come from you and I and all the things that we're going to do in the next forever. But that's really what it's about too. Like everybody winning, like
everybody.
We don't want anybody to lose. Like we want to find solutions where everybody wins because that's where we're more powerful. Right. Oh my gosh, I could talk to you forever. So this is Thanksgiving week. So leave us with something that aligns with Thanksgiving and whatever else you want to tell us.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say one thing off what you just said, right? It's the, you can't compete with me because I want you to win too, right? To have that mentality, you can't compete with me because I want you to win too. There is so much abundance in the world that we can all win. So let's focus on that, right? But going into Thanksgiving, gratitude is the answer. Gratitude and confidence, right? But gratitude is huge. When you have that win, when you don't snooze the alarm and you wake up when it first goes off and you get that workout in and that thing you've been promising yourself you're going to do forever. Yes. Thank you, Lord. More, please. Next. Thank you, universe, whatever you believe in, right? Thank you. More, please. I'm going to be so grateful. Yes. One lease. Thank you. More of that. Gratitude. Thank you so much for this. This is just the beginning. Next. I have this great client. We built this beautiful relationship. They're so excited. Thank you. Next. Thank you. Next. Gratitude for where you're at. Gratitude for what's coming. Believing that it's already done. Thank you. For me, through my faith-based lens, you know, thank you, Lord, for these things I know are already done. And they're crazy. Like, my dreams are crazy, right? But I know they're already done. So to go into every day with that gratitude of thank you, Lord, like start your day with saying five things you're grateful for that are already done. Goals of yours. Like, thank you, Lord, for 3 leases today. Thank you, Lord, for exceeding my sales goal. Thank you, Lord, for whatever it is. Or thank you, universe. Thank you. Like, just thank you. Just in general, just be overflowing with gratitude. And again, that mind trick, you're going to look for it. You're going to find it. You're going to walk it out. You're going to do it. So switch that from, you know, lack and recession and fear and worry. Switch that. Make the decision to switch that into abundance and joy and peace and overflow and so much abundant success beyond your wildest dreams. It's your choice.
I choose abundance.
Yes, me too. Amen.
Thank you so much for doing this. I'm so thankful that our paths crossed and that we get these opportunities and so much more. I shared your social, your Instagram with everybody last week, but tell us where to find you if somebody wants to follow you.
So I mainly live on Instagram. So at the dot Christina with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A dot K, or no, sorry, dot Watts. I just changed it. See, at hot mess. The.Christina.Watts on Instagram. And on TikTok, it's at the Christina Watts, no dots. That's it. So that's mainly where I live and spend a lot of my time. You'll see a lot of hilarious, horrible filtered pictures that my son takes of me that I share with the world. but yeah, that's it. So thank you, honestly, for having me here. My soul is filled getting to talk about all this. This is my passion. This is my passion. So anytime I get to share it and talk about it, I'm lit up.
Yeah. And it just shows. It really does. And I truly believe this is your gift. And I'm so thankful for your willingness to do this. And I know we're going to have more opportunities and I'm going to convince you to do a take 2 or a part 2 on this. So again, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See you back here next week with an update from Melanie Whitlock in her first 30-day check-in. Crazy how time flies. I hope each and every one of you has the most amazing Thanksgiving. Please know I'm so thankful for you and this amazing industry. I honestly would be lost without it.